FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
One of the suspects in the child sexual abuse case in Gauteng has denied any liability in the alleged global network distributing the material. Tiona Moodley and Darren Wilkin face charges linked to the creation and distribution of explicit images depicting the abuse of minors and also for money laundering. They have continued their bid for bail in the Randburg Magistrates Court, where they've both denied all the charges against them. Masuchaba Sifularo is in court.
A web designer by profession, Tiona Moodley admitted she was the creator of the websites in question. However, she says Darren Wilkin took over uploading the content and managing the related transactions and bank accounts. Moodley described herself as a mere puppet of Wilkin's. She also denied trying to destroy evidence as a way to weaken the state's case. Earlier, Wilkin accused the state of using the media to fuel public outrage over his arrest, adding that authorities relied on speculation and have no substantive evidence to oppose his release on bail. Masuchaba Sifularo in Randburg.
The trial of five of the seven men accused of the murder of Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and Dibello Motswane will begin in May in the Durban High Court. The rapper and his friend were gunned down outside a Durban restaurant 2 years ago. The five, Lindokuhle Mkhwanazi, Lindani Ndimande, Sianda Myeza, Mziwe Themba Gwabeni, Lindokuhle Mkhwanazi, face 11 charges, including conspiracy to commit murder. Natasha Kara from the KZN NPA says a charge of money laundering has also been added.
The state served an indictment on the accused and the case was remanded to the 8th of May 2025 for them to make their first appearance in the Durban High Court.
The state has withdrawn theft charges against South African Football Association President Danny Jordan and Chief Financial Officer Groni Hluyo. And the businessman Trevor Niethling made their fourth appearance in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. Jordan and Hluyo both still face fraud and conspiracy charges. Jordan plans to seek dismissal of the case. It's been postponed to August. And 33 people have died in Ankara after drinking bootleg alcohol, and another 20 are in intensive care. Police in Turkey have seized over 100 tons of tainted alcohol and arrested 13 people on suspicion of selling it. Last month, 38 people died in the space of 4 days in Istanbul after drinking counterfeit alcohol in a surge of cases that by January the 17th had left another 26 people in intensive care. The top story this hour, one of the suspects in the child sexual abuse case in Gauteng has denied any liability in the alleged global network distributing the illicit material. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.